this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. And though it may sound simple, it's more than a cliche. No other words to tell you than to say, God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. Times replay and I can see I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt His arms around me as I face my greatest fears. I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt as His grace rolled down upon me undeserved. For God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. For God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love is my beginning, and His love will be my end. And I could spend forever trying to tell you everything He has done. But the best way I can say it is this: God's been good in my life. When I go to sleep each night, though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been so good.
All right, thank you for that. I think you have a lesson tonight. I know we're a little bit later. We won't take as long, but we're going to talk a little bit about being thankful. Psalm chapter 100. The title tonight is Thanksgiving is a Two-Way Street, and we'll explain that in a minute. Psalm chapter 100, verses 1 through 5. Psalm chapter 100, verses 1 through 5. Very familiar verses here. Verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and we not ourselves. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is, just sang about that. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. You know, in our country, we would consider poor, and I'm not discounting that some people struggle and it's a little more of a struggle for them. But by the world standard, even those in our country who are considered poor have more than 98 to 99% of the rest of the world. Yeah. It's just a matter of perspective. And we can be thankful. Even though we may have had some challenges. You may have had some challenges in your life this year. Maybe you've had some financial challenges. Maybe you've had some spiritual challenges, some physical challenges. Whatever it may be. What happens sometimes when we have some challenges, if we're not careful, it causes us to focus on that, and we don't notice the good things that we still have. We don't notice the blessings that are still there, and it's very important that we understand blessings and that we are thankful for them. We all understand what Thanksgiving is, and we know the origins and how the pilgrims came over and all that they went through, and they had a time of thanksgiving to God. And that's kind of the origins of it, and it's been made a national holiday now, and we used to think about Thanksgiving, but it's kind of changed since then. When people think about Thanksgiving now, they think you think about turkey, right? And by the way, there's nothing wrong with turkey. Turkey's good, okay? You say, well, I'm a veterinarian. I'm a vegetarian. God bless you. We're having turkey, okay? And mashed potatoes, and gravy. Are you with me, Robert? And pumpkin pie. I used to say with Cool Whip. My wife doesn't like me to eat Cool Whip. She says I'd be better off eating the plastic tub that it comes in. And so in the last few years, because of her pushing, we now use the spray stuff, which is kind of cool. You know, you bring the grandkids over and spray it in their face. That's fun. But that's fine. But there's more to Thanksgiving than that. You know, Tony thinks about football because that's the day that his Cowboys lose every single year. All right? But there's more to the holiday, and it's not just a holiday. Really, it ought to be for us. It ought to be a lifestyle. Yep. And it's very important we understand there. I think you have there a couple of definitions of thankfulness. We've used these in the past, but I like them. Thankfulness is expressing heartfelt appreciation to God and to others for the ways in which they have blessed my life. It's akin to humility. When if you have any measure of humility, you will be thankful, because humility is understanding that anything that God accomplishes in your life is because of Him and because of the investment of others in your life, and recognizing that and being thankful. We're appreciative to God and others for all they have done. Thankfulness is also specifically making known to God and others in what ways they have blessed my life. Well, thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Now, that's kind of generic, right? Okay? How has God blessed you? Stop and think about that. But we need to be a people that are thankful. Gratefulness or thankfulness comes from an awareness of our total unworthiness and inadequacy before a holy God. And really, we are. You know what we deserve from God? Nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nada, okay, blessed in nothing. And if we have that kind of approach, anything that God gives to us, we will be thankful for. We will appreciate, because we understand who we are in the light of who He is. And we understand, as Karina said, God is good. Look at Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. By the way, I like the other verse. I should have put that down. Great is thy faithfulness. God is so faithful and to give us that which we don't deserve, and to get to His mercies in our life. And so we must understand that. But tonight I just want to hit this in the brief few minutes we have. I want us to understand that thankfulness really is a two-way street. There's two aspects of it that we need to understand. Look at number one on your sheet there. First of all, the one we seem to understand the best is being thankful for our blessings. Being thankful for our blessings. And that is typically what we think about when we think of Thanksgiving, and really that's the major part of it. But we think about what are the things God that we can be thankful to God. There's one thing that's hard to be around or hard to put up with in an individual. You know what that is? Ingratitude. Yeah. I mean, someone that just thinks the whole world owes them everything. And if someone does, you know, and I'm not being political here, but allegedly those players on UCLA and the president helped him get out, whether you like the president or not, if he helped my son get out of jail in a foreign country, I would at least say thank you. Okay, but that guy is a knucklehead. But you can't even say thank you? He was interviewed, and it's LeVar Ball. He was interviewed on, of all stations, CNN. Now, CNN is as liberal. It's the communist news network in my mind. But there, even the guy on CNN was trying to get him to say, you can't even say thank you? He wouldn't give in. That's kind of our society, though. You know, he said, well, if he wanted me to say thankful, he shouldn't have just got him out. He should have brought him home on Air Force One. Really? But that's, in a nutshell, our society. We can't be thankful for things that happen in our life. And God wants us to be thankful, particularly to him. What can we be thankful for? I'm just going to give you a few things here. Letter A, we ought to be thankful for the faith. For the faith. Love these verses in Romans chapter 5. They should be on your paper. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith in Christ gives us a peace in life that we could not have otherwise. When all around us is going haywire, if we have that relationship with God and we know him, we can still have a peace in the midst of all of the turmoil. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations worketh patience. In other words, even when times are bad, because we are in the faith, we know that bad times can work good things in our life. And patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And that's not talking about other people, that's talking about us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But I love this verse. But God commendeth, that just means proved. But God commendeth or proved his love toward us. In that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You want proof that God loves you? We were rotten, dirty sinners that deserved nothing, and Christ came and died for us anyhow. All the proof you need. And by the way, we'll have all eternity to be happy about that. There are some who are blinded to that truth. And they serve a false god, whether it's an atheist. You know, an atheist says there is no God. Now, to be honest with you, that makes no sense. How in the world, and they don't like this argument, how in the world can something that's been created not be proof that there is a creator? The thing is the watchmaker. We say a watch doesn't make itself. That's the first argument someone brought about that. Oh, you see a watch, you understand that it's been designed. Everything's been laid out and it's been put together. The watch is proof of the design. Now, one of the atheists wrote a book called The Blind Watchmaker. Now, no one, we could take the chairs that you're sitting in and say, you know, that chair made itself. We would laugh. But yet to think of something as intricate and as we can't even completely comprehend it as the human body, and to think that it just happened, it's illogical. And by the way, there is no scientific proof for it. That's why it's a theory and it's a bad one. Okay? But you think about that person that believes that there is no God. What do they have to hang their hat on? They have nothing. When things go bad, there's no greater meaning. There's no purpose in it all. But thank God that we know God and we have a faith that helps us. Secondly, letter B, we should be thankful for our family. You should be, because you're going to be spending time with them in a couple days, okay? Say, just help us to get through this, all right? For your family, I thank God, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night. He's praying for Timothy. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I might be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, Timothy, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. Look at Timothy. He not only had a mother who had faith, he had a grandmother who had faith. He had a heritage of faith in his family. Now, even if we have family members that are not in the faith, we should still love them. And we should still be thankful for them and do what we can for them. But let me just tell you this, if you have a family that is in the faith, you ought to be thankful. Okay? I know sometimes kids are, well, you know, my family, you know, someone said, I've been on drugs my whole life. I was drugged to church when I was in the nursery. And I was drugged to church when I was in second grade. Thank God for that. I wish I would have been drugged to church. Okay? I had the other drug. I didn't have the drug to church. I wish I would have been drugged to church. First time I ever went to church, I think I was 11 years old. Second time, I was 15, 16 years old. Only a handful of times before I got saved. Now, I know God uses whatever, but I look back now and I wish I would have what my children had. They were born and they were in the nursery. And they grew up and when they went to Christian school and all the nine yards. So be thankful for your family. Say, well, my dad's not perfect. Well, neither are my children's dad. Or their mother. Just kidding. She is perfect, right? But no one's perfect. But if they're trying to do the right thing, and by the way, they come home at night and they provide for you and they love you, you ought to be thankful for them. Because some people would love to have what you have. Okay? You say, well, there's problem. Try to work on that. All right, we got off. Letter C. For our friends. Now look at the early church here in Acts chapter 2, verse 41 and 42, and then 46 and 47. They that gladly received his word were baptized. They got saved and they got baptized. And the same day there were added unto them, who? The early church. But the early church consisted of people. And they added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. And in breaking of bread and in prayers, verse 46, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread and house from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness, singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. The Lord added daily to the church such as should be saved. I mean, they were getting saved and they would be adding to the church, and that was their people. That was their friends. That's who they were around. That's who they fellowshipped. And that's more than just, you know, going to get ice cream together, although there's nothing wrong with that. But it was on a deeper level because they had the same beliefs. They knew the same God. Yep. Okay? By the way, you ought to thank God for good friends. You say, well, I don't have good friends. Then get some. Okay? So, usually if you don't have good friends, I found this out. I used to say, man, I hung around when I was in high school. I hung around with a bunch of knuckleheads that were constantly getting in trouble. And then I realized something. I was kind of the ringleader. I'm like, you know what they were thinking? This guy's a knucklehead. You know what their parents, my mom one time said, you know, you need to stay, you keep getting in trouble. You need to quit hanging out with that guy. And I'm thinking, his mom is telling him the exact same thing. All right? We had to do some switching up. So I never went to Robert's house ever again. Just kidding. But listen, get some good godly friends. Okay, people that encourage you. And by the way, people you can encourage and will take it. But friends are a blessing. A letter D, for our finances. This will be a short one, okay? But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches by glory in Christ Jesus. Matthew 6:33 talked about a bunch of things they would worry about. But he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. And I know sometimes things get tight. But can I just tell you something? They could be tighter. They could be worse. Okay? You know, I'm looking at the crowd here, and it doesn't look like we're missing a lot of meals. Okay? Some of us probably need to miss a meal or two every now and then. It wouldn't hurt us, right? But listen, God's taking care of us. Now it's our needs, not our wants, because our wants are always out of control. We always want more than you know. But let's thank God for what he does give us. Say, I wish God gave us more, gave me more. Well, maybe he would give you more if you were thankful for what he did give you. And by the way, if you took care of what he did give you. But be thankful but you know what happens, because we look at what others have. We're always satisfied with what we have, right? Until we get in something somebody else has. You know, we like our car until we drive somebody else's car. You know, we went to the couples retreat. My son does work for Tesla, so he was able to, he rented one. So we were going out to eat, and I'm like, I'll go with you guys. And I'm like, I'm driving that thing. Now, I made my wife sick. That thing has some serious pickup. I was like, I wonder what happens when you really push down on the gas pedal. It throws you back. It goes so fast when you push the gas, it throws you back in the seat. And I thought that was kind of cool. And I kept doing it. And the girls were in the back. My wife's like, I'm getting sick. I'm like, I'm having a great time here. And I like my car. Until I got out of that Tesla, I'm like, man, that thing has pickup. You know, I was creating situations where I had to speed up just so I can punch it. But that's how we are in life, right? We like where we live until we go to somebody else's house. Many, many years ago, when we first moved back to California, a friend I went to Bible college with, we went to his parents had a place in Palm Springs, so we went there for the weekend. It was a 3-day weekend, so we went there, and on the one day, he goes, let's just drive around. And they wanted to drive around and look at some of these model houses and these new these complexes they were building. And we're walking in all these really expensive houses. I'm like, why? That's just getting me really discontent with where I live, okay? And so that happens. So let's be thankful for what we do have, because it can always, you know, it's funny. We go to someone else's place or what they have and say, I wish I have that. And there's people looking at you saying, thinking they wish they had what you had. So let's be thankful. Letter E, for our future. 1 Corinthians. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. John 14, 1-3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Listen, I know this, no matter what's going on now, if you're saved, you have a great future ahead of you when you get to heaven. It is infinitely better than down here. Now, down here is not horrible. Now, there's things we don't like, and society is getting dark and all that. But listen, heaven's good. There's a future. And not just heaven. If you're saved, God has a purpose and a future in your life now. You can have purpose. You're not something that just, you know, as I mentioned with the atheists, that lightning hit primordial ooze. By the way, after nothing exploded and created everything, I don't understand how that would happen. And you're not just some accident, a biological whatever that has no meaning. It's just survival of the fittest. No. There's a purpose in life. And that comes from knowing the Lord. Secondly, I think I have this. Gratefulness or thankfulness is the foundation of a believer's walk with God and of God's daily will for our lives. When we talk about God's will, we mean, what does God specifically want me to do? We just give it a fancy name, God's will. Okay? And it could be different. God has a career for you. God has someone he wants you to marry, believe it or not. But there's some things that are very specific. 1 Thessalonians 5-8. This is for everybody. In everything, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, that one I have to pray about. God said, in everything, I can still give thanks to him for my life. That's his will. That's another word. That's something very specific that he does want us to do. Number two. So we talked about being thankful for blessings, but this is a different angle. We'll spend a couple minutes and we'll let you go. Being a transfer of blessings. Being the transfer of blessings. This is the other side of the street. Being thankful for the blessings is recognizing what's coming into me. Being a transfer of blessings is what you're giving to others that they can be thankful for. We sometimes miss that when we think about Thanksgiving. We think solely about ourselves, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. It's all over the Bible. God wants us to be thankful. But are we doing anything for anybody that would help them to be thankful, to encourage them? This is when we are a blessing, something that others would be thankful for. There's a few quotes here. Jack Hyle said, the greatest blessing in the whole world is being a blessing. Someone else, they didn't have a name here, but God didn't add another day to your life because you needed it. He did it because someone out there needs you. A kind gesture can reach a wound that only compassion can heal. So there's two that we can be a blessing to. Letter A, and we don't think about this. We can be a blessing to God. Now let me walk through this. Look at Genesis chapter 6. This is right before the flood. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And look what he says. And it grieved him at his heart. You ever been grieved about something? Something's going on. It's like, that just grieves me. It causes me, not a real pain, but it causes me to think about it and discomfort. They were so wicked and so evil, God looked at his creation that he had made. We'll see why he made creation in a minute. And it grieved him that he had made man. But there was one person that it didn't. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. He decided to flood him out. Both man and beast, creeping things, fowls of the earth, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But look, verse 8. In the midst of all that, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He looked down there and said, you know, everybody's messed up, but that Noah guy, boy, he gets it. He's a guy I can build on. You know, it's almost like, wasn't it Jehoshaphat hooked up with, I think it was Ahab, and they were going to go to war, and God was nowhere near Ahab, and God was with Jehoshaphat, and he goes there and he says, listen, we need to get a prophet of God. And all the false prophets where Jehoshaphat says, we need to get a real prophet of God here and figure out what's going on. And I like it. The real prophet comes and talks to him, and the prophet says, tells Ahab, he goes, listen, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat being here, I wouldn't even give you the time of day. I'm paraphrasing. If it wasn't that I regarded the presence of Jehoshaphat, that's what he says. In other words, he goes, there's at least one guy here that I can count on. Now, God, I'm not saying we can do something physical like that for God, but when God looks at us, what is our standing before him? Are we someone that looks at, that says, not perfect, but man, they love me and they're trying to go the right way? Look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. When we got saved, the Spirit of God dwells inside of us and seals us until the day we're saved. But he says we can grieve him in the same way when we're not listening to him. But look on the other hand. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm chapter 103, verse 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He says, bless the Lord. Now, how do we bless Lord? Blessing God is a spirit of gratitude and admiration, verbally being thankful for what he says. The Bible also says we magnify his name. Now, his name's already huge, but we make it a big deal. Magnify is to make something bigger. Now, God's already big, but those around us in our life, we magnify his name and we lift it up and really make it what it really is. Let us exalt his name together. How can we be a blessing to God? By living for him and thanking him for everything he has done. That blesses him. Look at Revelation 4:11. This tells us why we were created in the first place. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, God's worthy of all the thanksgiving, praise, and everything we give to him. Why? For thou hast created all things, in the next few words there, and for thy what? Pleasure. Huh. God created us for his pleasure. Now let me ask you, is he getting his money worth with us? Are we pleasing to him? He wants to have that relationship. He wants people that love him and will go for him. And yet, are we doing that? Because he's worthy of that in our life. So we be a blessing to God. And then lastly, letter B, we can transfer blessings to others. Others. Life is not about just us. The greatest way really to find fulfillment in life is by helping others find fulfillment in theirs. The greatest way to find joy isn't to live a selfish life. The greatest path to joy is to living a selfless life, a life that helps others. The more we hold on to something, the more of a cancer it becomes in our life. There are several ways we can do that. We'll just give this in a verse and we'll be done. By encouraging, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Sometimes we get so caught up in life, we can't spend a minute to help somebody that's having a tough time. Right? Yep. And by the way, in doing so, it can be a blessing to them. So let's encourage others. You see someone down, it's like, man, what's wrong with you? Looks like you've been sucking on, you know, a lemon. Okay? No. It's like, hey, can I do anything for you? A little encouragement goes a long way. By strengthening, Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Boy, I'm having this tough time. Well, I'm praying for you. Okay, while you're praying, help them lift it up. Right? You see somebody carry something heavy, and you say, praying for you, brother. Listen, they don't need you to pray for them. Pick up the other side and help them carry it, all right? Bear one another's burdens. By sharing, Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul said that one of the reasons I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because I know what it can do for others. Amen. I know how it can change their life and it can salvage their life. If you're saved, you're thankful for the person that brought you the gospel. I guarantee it. By praying, 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Sometimes the best thing you can do for someone is to pray for them, okay? Now, if they need $20 and you have $50 in your pocket, as you're praying, pull out a 20. By the way, see me afterwards. I need some money, okay? But sometimes there's a situation, it's just like, let me pray with you about this. By the way, you know, it's a comfort when someone else is praying for something you're praying about also, right? Then it's like, wow, I got other people praying. It's, you know, that's an encouragement. And then by church, Hebrews 10:25, we know it well. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but what's the next four words? But exhorting one another. Church is an opportunity to exhort and encourage other people, and so let's take that opportunity. As we're done, let me just ask you a couple questions. What are you thankful for? The things that God has given you, and by the way, we should be thankful also for what others do for us. And who is thankful for you? Have you been a blessing? Are you living a life that, as God said, brings him pleasure? Or are we doing anything that would help other people? Let's pray.